Okay, so I want to share a local story, and this indeed could be good news of the day. And I didn't share it yet this week because there's a lot of things that are going on. So I wanted to have a little bit of time to share this. And as people know, our middle son, has a disability, special needs child. He has Down syndrome. But there are many people that that have kids that have special needs or disabilities or challenges, okay? There are kids that have ADHD. There are kids that weren't blessed with all of their extremities, born with tumors, and they have to fight as soon as they come into the world. All kinds of examples. So on our baseball team, we have a young man named Colton. And Colton, the other day, and I like to take a little bit of credit for this, because he made me look good, okay? He made me look real good. So Colton is a team player, and he doesn't complain about anything. He just does what he's supposed to do. Really good kid, and has very good parents. And I think many times when your kid is a good kid, it reflects on your parents. Just as if you're a bad kid, I think sometimes it can reflect on your parents. Not always. There's exceptions to every rule. And so this past weekend, we had a one-day tournament in Salina. And we batted the entire lineup, which we have 11 kids on the team, batted the entire lineup in the first two games of the tournament. The final game of the tournament, we had two kids that were on the bench, and we batted nine. And we usually try to rotate kids in, at least defensively. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Most of the time we do. And our kids weren't really attacking the ball defensively in this game. We were ahead, then we were behind. And so we had a kid, no offense to him, great kid, that's a little bit slower in left field. And so when you have baseball games, when you warm up, when you're on defense, you have, depending on where your dugout is, and we were on the third base side, your center fielder warms up throwing a ball to the right fielder, and they play catch. While the infield's working on ground balls from the first baseman, throws a ball while the pitcher's throwing his 5, 6, 7, 8 warm-up pitchers to the catcher. Your left fielder, since you're sitting on in the third base dugout, the left fielder is playing catch with somebody that's on the bench, mm-hmm. or if there's nobody on the bench, a coach will go out there and warm up the left fielder. So we're midway through this game, and Colton is warming up with a teammate. And all of a sudden, I turned to our head coach, because I'm just an assistant, and I turned to our head coach. I said, hey, why don't we put Colton in left field defensively? I said, a little bit more speed. He said, yeah, sounds great. So put Colton in left field as a defensive replacement, but he still wasn't going to bat, which we can do. And so we put him in at left field. So we get later in the game, and the game is tied. And I believe, I can't remember if we were the visitors or the home or whatever the case may be. But anyway, it was a tie game. And there is this rocket that has hit the left field. And Colton goes back. And I had a feeling he was going to catch this one. Mm-hmm. He goes back and he jumps and he snags it. We're like, whoa, what a play, what a play. That's awesome. Remember, it's a tie game. So he makes a catch. If it goes over his head, goes to the fence, that kid's sitting on two or three. He's the winning run or the lead run. A few pitches later, so that was a second out. A few pitches later, a rocket down the left field line. It's heading foul, but a rocket. Colton makes a tremendous jump on the ball, dives head first into foul territory, and catches it. And we all go bonkers. Mm-hmm. Those are two well-hit balls, one that could have very well, most likely, many times, would have gone to the fence, maybe an inside-the-park homer. A second one that there's no way anybody else on the team makes that play. I don't think there's anybody else on the team that would dive for that ball, let alone make that play, except Colton Beheimer. Do you know who Colton Beheimer is? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. That sounds pretty amazing, what I just described, right? That's pretty cool. A kid goes in, makes a couple of game-saving catches, and the crowd goes nuts, and the and the teammates go nuts, and us coaches go nuts, acting like schoolboys. Pretty cool story, isn't it? But there's more to the story. Colton has one hand. That's not a joke.
You told me his last name. I didn't know what his last name was, but when you told me the last name, I was like, I'm no longer surprised.
Right.
Because I know the kid. Right. Now, the part of the story you're telling, a lot of people might not know, right?
Right. That's where I'm getting to right now. So that story sounds pretty doggone amazing and pretty cool. But you're like, well, that maybe happens. Colton has one hand. Colton made two amazing plays that kept the game tied. He has one hand. And I must say that we haven't used this that I remember yet in practice or in games. But maybe we should sometime for some of his teammates who get a little bit way too upset or too put too much pressure on themselves or don't stay focused or don't make a play or don't dive or don't hustle. If a kid with one hand can make a diving catch, why in the bleep can anybody else with two hands? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go bonkers. So we then are coming up the bat. So I believe we were the home team. And I'm going over to coach first base. And we were playing a Salina Scorpions. And their coach says, wow, those were two amazing catches. That second one was one hell of a catch. I said, pretty good for a kid with only one hand, huh? He said, what? I said, yeah, he has one hand. He goes, how does he do that?
Yeah.
I said, well, I said he has the glove on his hand, okay? And then when he has to make a throw, he has to switch the glove to his nub, which is on his right, mm-hmm. where his right hand would be, and then he's able to transfer the ball. And he's able to make a throw. Does it take him a little bit longer to make the transfer? Of course it does. He goes, how does he bat? I said, well, it's not easy. I said, does he bat basically one arm? I said, yes, pretty much. He has a special knob that is on his bat to help balance the bat with the nub on his right arm. He doesn't have a hand. His left hand, then, is his swinging hand, and he can put the ball in play from time to time. It's harder the faster pitchers throw, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's not easy, and I know it's frustrating for Colton, and we are so pulling for him every time he's at the plate to just put the ball in play because he's so fast, he can beat it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, wow. He was just absolutely stunned. He goes, that's amazing. He goes, he's got to be pretty proud of himself, and so is his family. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, we are too. It was so cool. Sad thing is, Mom wasn't there to see it. She usually is, but mm-hmm. she had something going on, so Dad saw it. So I talked to Mom last night because we had a scrimmage against that same team down in Salina last night, and Colton pitched for the first time in that scrimmage. And I said, hey, was there a video of that? No, there wasn't. I'm like, darn, I wish there was a video of that. And I feel sorry that she wasn't able to see it, but she's heard some amazing reflections of it. And when you have a disability or something that is adverse to your chances of succeeding, people want to put limitations on you. People, obviously, including even myself, can put limitations on my own child. And there are limitations. It's not being mean. It is a fact. Parents know that. Family members know that. But that doesn't mean that you can't exceed expectations and that you can't limit your limitations, if that makes sense. And when I first saw Colton Boeheimer play baseball, immediately, the first image I had in my head was Jim Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Abbott was missing a hand as well. His right hand, a left-handed pitcher. And Jim Abbott made it all the way to the big leagues, and had a pretty doggone good career. And he also threw a no-hitter, which was an amazing story for those that have disabilities. And there was nothing that Colton did for him not to have a hand or anything like that. Kids are born with defects, or kids are born without, like I said, a limb, or they're born with Down syndrome, whatever it might be. But for Colton to do what he did last Saturday and to be such a good team player, and he doesn't play all the time, and it is tougher, obviously, for him to do certain things. But you know what is great about Colton? And what's great about his family as well is that they don't tell him, don't go out because you're going to be not, maybe you'll struggle versus pitchers, or you shouldn't play because you're not going to hit a fastball, or, you know, it's going to be tough for you to pitch, or it's going to be tough for you to play any position except outfield. No, they don't do that. And Colton doesn't sit here and say and wallow in pity and not play sports. So I wanted to share that story because it is pretty amazing stuff. And what he did, even if he had two hands, were pretty amazing catches. But to do it with one hand, and I'm sure people listening, I did this on purpose, of course. You were picturing all this. Were you picturing him with one hand? No, you weren't. And that's why I did it in that order. Because then all of a sudden,
glad you said you waited for the last name in that order, too, because yes. I was picturing it a different way, too. Right?
That's what I wanted everybody to do.
I'd have known right away if you said the last
name. Exactly, and I didn't want to do that. So it's pretty amazing stuff. I wanted to share that.
I've been lucky enough to be friends with the family, right, and actually be around him when he's just hanging around with, like, his cousins and his siblings and stuff. He's not afraid of anything.
No,
like,
he's
that
not.
That kid is not afraid
no,
of
he's not.
Anything.
No.
And he's a good kid. He's not.
Ornery, good kid.
He is. I love being around the kid, actually. And, well, all of them I love being around just because I like kids and I have nephews, and that's just kind of my thing, and seeing kids grow up is always fun. But, yeah, that's always I don't even think about that part of Colton, to be honest with you.
Yeah, anymore, oh yeah,
because I'm just so used to being around him, and but it is interesting to hear the story from a different perspective of you telling the coach of the other team about him, right? Because I know about him, and again, like, it's something that it just doesn't even register anymore with me until you tell a story like that. So it is that is a fun story for sure.
Pretty awesome stuff.